Good morning out there, dear friends, and welcome to a new episode on the English Learning Tips. And today is Sunday, October 28th, 2018. I think you're having a rest today because today everybody's off. So I would like to welcome you to a new episode. This is episode 045. And the series we are currently working on is tenses, English tenses. We have already studied three tenses so far. So today we shall be looking at tense number four. And I just received, I received some comments this morning from my favorite listener in Korea. And she was asking whether she can call during the show. And okay, Joanna, I would like to answer your question. It's pretty difficult for you to call live and take part in this show because when I record the lessons, it's not live. So you don't actually know when I'm recording the lessons. You cannot call and take part in the lesson, just like on a radio show. This is a podcast, so what you can do is that you can record your question and you can send your recording to me, and I will include your question in the show. So I think your question is answered, Joanna, and feel free to send in your recording. You can record the question you want to ask, send it to me, and I will include your question in the next podcast that is going to come on the show. So that's the only way I can include your voice in the program. But thank you for being a loyal listener. And I hope that you have shared the link with many of your friends who are learning English too. I encourage all other persons who are faithful listeners to this podcast to do the same. Share the link. You can share the link. And there are about 10 platforms that are hosting this podcast. I think I told you that before. So you might want to search for the podcast on your favorite podcast listening application. Sometimes some students cannot listen to this podcast because they don't know which link works for them. For example, students in China will not access most of the links, but if you have a VPN, you can actually access the links. But students out of China can access this podcast from about 10 platforms. You have Radio Republic, Spotify, which is very popular out there. I think most of my listeners, they listen to this podcast through Spotify. So if you have a Spotify account, just go there and search These English Lessons. But another thing you can do to know how you can best listen to this podcast is go to whatever search engine you use. If you use Google, go to Google and type These English Lessons, and you will see all the links through which you can access this podcast. If you're in China and you use Baidu, go to Baidu and type These English Lessons, and you will see the links that are available for you. So that's my advice to all those who want to keep in touch with this podcast. And I'd like to dive straight into our lesson for today. We are getting on to tense number four. And tense number four on our list is going to be the past continuous tense. So far, we've studied three tenses. Tense number one was the simple present tense. Tense number two was the present continuous tense. Tense number three was the simple past tense. And now tense number four is the past continuous tense. So like the name says, it's something that happened in the past, but it was continuous. Something that happened in the past, but it was continuous. And remember when we studied tense number two, I told you that some people refer to the simple present, to the present continuous tense. Some people say it's the present progressive tense. Progressive in the sense that as you are speaking, the action is actually going on. The action is progressing. So in the same way, we're going to look at the past continuous tense, which means the action was in the past and it was progressive. It was going on at the time that you were speaking. So a very good way to understand the past continuous tense is first to go and understand tense number two, which is the present continuous tense, because they have the same structure. If you understand tense number two, which is the present continuous tense, it's very easy for you to understand tense number four, which is the past continuous tense. Why? Because you take the same structure, change the verb to be into the past, and then maintain the verb and add ing. It's the same structure that we saw in tense number two. So here's the structure for the past continuous tense. You always need the verb to be. In all the continuous tenses, you have the verb to be. That's a requirement. But that verb to be has to be in the past. So it cannot be is. It should be was. It cannot be are. It should be were. So your sentence will look like this. I was sleeping. This is an example. I was sleeping. Was is the verb to be in the past simple tense. And then you have a verb, sleep, which takes an ing. So your sentence will be, I was sleeping. That sentence is in the past continuous tense. I can say, They were playing. Were is the verb to be in the past simple tense. So if it is in the simple present tense, you will say they are playing, right? So now I change are into the past simple tense, which becomes were, and we'll say they were playing. Play is the verb, and that verb needs an ing. So the structure is the same. You need the verb to be in the past, and then you need a second verb, which must end in ing. So you can have your sentence like this. They were playing. We were eating. I was reading. I was sleeping. I was watching TV. Okay, these are examples of sentences in the past continuous tense. Now, there is a little aspect that you can add to this sentence. Usually, sentences in the past continuous tense contain two actions. Usually, it's two actions that happened at the same time in the past. So, if I go back to the examples I have used, we could say, I was sleeping while they were playing. I was sleeping while they were playing. So there were two actions going on in the past at the same time. One action was sleeping. The other action was playing. So if you put these two actions together in one long sentence, you have a complete sentence in the past continuous tense. I was sleeping while they were playing. My mom was cooking while I was watching TV. So these two actions went on at the same time in the past. And so this is a very interesting way to check your sentence in the past continuous tense. Just take two actions that were going on at the same time. And as a reference word, look out for those words like while, meanwhile, when. I was sleeping when the rain was falling. Look at that. I was eating breakfast when my father arrived. I was watching TV when Tom called. These are all examples of sentences in the past continuous tense. So watch out for those keywords like while, meanwhile, when. They will guide you to identify a sentence in the past continuous tense. That's what I prepared for you in this episode, episode 045, and I think you will be able to practice a sentence the new sentence today. I'm waiting for your feedback. 10 minutes up. This is Teacher D signing up. I'll see you in the next episode. Have a happy Sunday.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.